The Trump administration's dismissal of environmental justice is having a big impact on people in Cancer Alley. That's the stretch of the Mississippi River between Baton Rouge and New Orleans with a high concentration of petrochemical plants. One of those plants is Denka Performance Elastomer and produces neoprene, a synthetic rubber that is found in products such as wetsuits and laptop sleeves. The manufacturing involves the release of a cancer-causing chemical called chloroprene. And residents of Reserve, Louisiana, the predominantly Black community near the plant, have long voiced concerns about breathing issues among children and high adult cancer rates. In 2023, under President Biden, the Department of Justice, on behalf of the EPA, sued Denka, alleging the plant posed unacceptable cancer risks. But the Trump administration abruptly dropped the case just weeks before the scheduled start of a trial. Days after the DOJ announcement, our Living on Earth colleague, Andrew Skerritt, visited Reserve to speak to community activists who are being impacted by this decision. And he joins us now. Hi, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing well, Paloma.
So how are activists responding to President Trump's decision?
You know, I talked to Robert Taylor, founder of Concerned Citizens of St. John, one of the groups campaigning for the plant to lower its toxic emissions. His group wasn't part of the lawsuit, but he was still reeling from the DOJ's announcement.
Well, I was astounded by it. You know, I'm still recovering. I'm still trying to figure that out. I'm still trying to figure out that what that means. That means that this government has abandoned us or either has joined the attack on us here to further enforce the reality of a sacrifice zone that these people here, me, my people, our people, are being sacrificed.
Robert was born in St. John the Baptist Parish, within walking distance of where the plant now sits. He married his high school sweetheart 5 years before the plant was built in 1968, and they've lived in their Reserve neighborhood for more than 60 years.
So how has this plant in such close proximity to Robert's home impacted his life?
Robert was an electrician and later a general contractor. He mostly worked 30 to 40 miles away in New Orleans and other communities. He was aware of the prevalence of cancer and other serious illnesses among his relatives and neighbors, but the reality of the plant's emission didn't really sink in. That was until he returned home one evening in 2016 to find his wife Zenobia in distress.
Yeah, I came home one night from work and my wife was, I thought she was dying. I immediately called 911. So I'm asking her, what happened? She said, that plant, she said, the wind changed and it's now blowing. She said, and it's been blowing this way for a week. And that stuff just made me sick. I couldn't stand it anymore. So, well, we rushed her to the hospital. She survived that. But during the process of this, I called 911 and they showed up. And when the fire chief finally arrived and he jumped out of his car and he stopped in his tracks and he looked around, he said, my God, how can they expect y'all to live like this? You know?
Robert said the fire chief was reacting to the prominent chemical smell in the air. His wife, Zenobia, waged a long battle with breast cancer and other illnesses before she died last December. And his youngest daughter, Raven, suffers from a rare autoimmune disease, all of which he believes is a result of their lifelong exposure to the chemicals being released from the plant next door.
Oh, wow, that's awful. You know, I've actually been to this petrochemical belt in Louisiana, and there's definitely a strong smell.
Yeah, and you know, Paloma, the Denka plant was built just a quarter mile away from the overwhelmingly Black Fifth Ward Elementary School. Robert worries for the students.
And to have that thing in that close of proximity to this community as a whole, you know, the idea of children being exposed at these outrageous levels, all science shows that the children are far more vulnerable than an adult. If that's the case with these children, their life's going to be cut short.
After years of pressure from activists, the local school board finally voted to close Fifth Ward Elementary. This fall, students will be reassigned to schools east of the plant to reduce their daily exposure to Denka's chemical emissions. Dina Toomey is a senior lawyer at Earth Justice who's working with Robert Taylor's group. She said, the threat posed by Denka's emissions is real.
They are dangerous. The facts on the ground for this case are really strong. St. John faces some of the highest cancer risk from toxic air pollution in the nation. And when EPA brought this enforcement case, it concluded that a child born near Denka would accumulate double his or her lifetime cancer risk from chloroprene alone by the age of two. So this lawsuit wasn't about hypothetical harm. It wasn't about marginal harm. It was about stopping ongoing and very dangerous pollution.
Well, and even though this one school is being closed, people like Robert Taylor still live right by the plant. So given the threat posed by Denka's emissions, what reasoning did the Department of Justice give for dismissing the case?
DOJ officials said they are fulfilling President Trump's executive order called Ending Radical and Wasteful Government DEI Programs and Preferencing. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin said this move is a step toward ensuring that environmental enforcement is consistent with the law. He added that while EPA's core mission includes securing clean air for all Americans, the agency can fulfill that mission within well-established legal frameworks. He also said the EPA doesn't need to stretch the bounds of the law or improperly implement so-called environmental justice. But Dina Toomey is just not impressed. She said the EPA is putting politics and corporate profits ahead of people.
So the Trump EPA's decision to drop this enforcement case leaves the St. John community without sufficient federal protection, and it leaves them at the mercy of industry, right? It allows these chloroprene emissions to continue harming people who've already been breathing it for years. And this decision also signals, I'll say, to industry that environmental harms will go unchecked. Right? If a company can release toxic chemicals at harmful levels with little consequence, other polluters will follow suit. The Trump EPA claims to care about Americans' rights to clean air, but if it did, it wouldn't be dropping an enforcement case like this one where pollution is at its worst, right? The reality is that communities like St. John need more protection from the federal government, not less.
So what options do fence line residents like those in St. John have when it comes to calling for protections from toxic emissions, like those from the Denka plant?
Dina said these communities will have to keep fighting and that they'll have to look for help closer to home.
So dropping this enforcement case tells other Cancer Alley communities and other communities across the country facing severe toxic air pollution that they can't rely on the federal government to enforce federal law. And with the federal government stepping back, these communities will have to rely on state enforcement, local advocacy, and lawsuits that they bring to hold polluters accountable. Community advocates will also need to keep pushing the EPA and the DOJ to strengthen protections, and public attention and media coverage will also help compel action from the government.
You know, Andrew, where do Robert Taylor and the concerned citizens of St. John go from here?
You know, Paloma, Robert is 84 years old, but he's determined to keep fighting for the health of his community. And the world is paying attention.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you, Paloma.
That's Living on Earth's producer, Andrew Skerritt. On March 7th, Denka released a statement which says in part, "No emergency can exist when the facility's emissions are at a historical low as a result of Denka's investment of more than $35 million and the innovation of its workforce. The company remains committed to implementing the emissions reductions achieved as we turn the page from this relentless and draining attack on our business." To read the full statement, visit the Living on Earth website at loe.org.